Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, for your post-game show for the Chiefs 24-20 loss to the Oakland Raiders here in Oakland on Thursday night. Mitch, any way you look at this, this was a tough game.
Yeah, real tough. Len Dawson, I think, said it best at the beginning of the broadcast, because one of his keys to winning was you can't give a team like this early hope. Now, they've been close to winning games. They had a chance to beat New England, should have won here against San Diego, could have beaten San Diego this past weekend. But talk about hope. I mean, they get an 11-yard touchdown, and then they bust a 90-yard touchdown, and down 14-0, you're just kind of playing uphill all game instead of playing downhill like the Chiefs have done in recent weeks.
You look at, you knew it was an Oakland Raiders team that was playing inspired football. We had talked about it all week that this team had been close. 5 of their 10 losses coming into tonight had been within a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But Coach Andy Reid, offensively, you'll often hear him talk about the two most important categories, third down conversions and red zone efficiency. Both areas the Chiefs, up till today, had been in the top three in the NFL. But tonight, they struggled in both those areas.
Well, that's an interesting point, because let's just take the red zone first. They get the muff punt, and so they get a chance to have first and 10 at the 11 and have to settle for a field goal. So there's one. And they've been so good in the red zone, as you alluded to, 70% touchdown percentage. This is the best red zone team the Chiefs have had in a long, long time. And the other one, because you're feeling good because you finally take the lead at 20-17, but if you get a touchdown there, you're deep in their territory to go up 24-17. It changes the psychology of the game. Give credit to Oakland. They did a couple things in this game that in my preparation I thought if they do it, it could be a challenge, and that was don't. They committed to the run. They committed to the run early with Murray, who I thought was their most dangerous running back. Then he leaves with a concussion. But once the Chiefs took the lead at 20-17, they just dug their heels in, put Reese in at tailback, which they've done in the past. And I've always thought Reese is a good player, and they did not panic. That's an 18-play drive, and they just slammed away and then used the play pass. But playing running downhill was the key for Oakland on that final drive.
It's tough to swallow any way you look at it, but you can be, I don't say happy, but the Chiefs fought back. This is not a team you knew once they got to the third, fourth quarter. This was a team you kind of felt the momentum starting to come back in the Chiefs' favor. Alex Smith was 7 of 10 for 120 yards and a touchdown in that fourth quarter, that they had a chance. They did fight back. It wasn't a perfect game, but they did fight back, and you kind of felt there for a while that Oakland was letting us back into it.
Well, and then the 2 of 14 on third down was, you know, that's not been this team either. They've been the best team on third down since that 1 for 12 against the Titans. But, yeah, that's the way this team is wired. They fought back, and I don't think any of us were surprised that they did, to get 17 unanswered points. At 5:05 to go in the third quarter, they're down 2 touchdowns. And then they take the lead into the fourth quarter. So that showed the fight from this team. And they're going to fight from here on. I mean, 7-4 going into the next 5 weeks, now starting with Denver. This team's a bunch of – they're gritty, man. I talked about grabbing some sand. Now you got to fight back from this. But all of the AFC contenders, for the most part, have had a game like this one. Yep. Denver loses at St. Louis. I mean, we can go right down the line. New England got blasted by us. And so it's crowded, man. There's looking about 10 or 11 teams in there fighting for 6 slots. But almost every team in the AFC, if my memory serves me right, had a game like this. It's how you come back and keep fighting.
Any way you look at it, the Chiefs have 5 games remaining on their regular season schedule. Each of those games is going to mean something as they fight to get back into the playoffs. They've got 10 days now to rest before they've got the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football, and that's going to be a big one.
It is, and they need this rest. I mean, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, but the road team on Thursday nights now, I think they're 4-7 in those 11 games. It's not an excuse, so don't take it wrong. But it's a challenge now. You play a tough physical game against Seattle, and this team did a great job, I think. Oakland was very prepared. A little easier for the home team because they don't travel on the Wednesday. But still, it's not an excuse. But this team was prepared. I thought the Chiefs were prepared. They'd stayed locked in. Andy got them ready to go. But it's still a challenge. But now you got to fight back, and now you get the rest. The other side of this is now you get a 10-day period to try to get rested up and get ready and watch what happens to the rest of the AFC this weekend.
There you have it. Again, Chiefs fall 24-20 to the Oakland Raiders. They've got the Denver Broncos coming up next Sunday night. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.